At the MapShots Customer Conference, I'm visiting with Mike Santostefano. And Mike, first of all, tell me what you do for Ag Integrated.
I am the Director of Marketing and Business Development with Ag Integrated. A little bit about Ag Integrated. We are an independent consulting and development company that works with pretty much every segment of the ag industry. And our mission is to integrate solutions and not reinvent the wheel, and use what's already out there instead of trying to create a do-it-all solution. But we also fill in the gaps for the organizations we work with, whether it's an ag retailer, crop insurance company, and we also work with the independent software vendors like MapShots to help with integrations and help with opening the flow of information. And that's why we built the on-site ecosystem, which is connected into MapShots, for that very reason, to help organize and move the as-applied yield prescription files or any other files that you need to between systems, get it to the right person, the right equipment, the right software at the right time.
Are you kind of colorblind when it comes to equipment?
Absolutely. We're colorblind and agnostic when it comes to everything. Being independent, and being able to work for our customers that are working with us with on-site or with our custom development, they want to be able to, number one, own the information, have their own cloud storage of those files, and they want to be able to interact with mixed fleets, when it comes to the equipment, and they want to be able to communicate with anyone that they choose to, so that, with this whole data privacy thing with growers want to be able to have the feeling that they want to have that information in its raw form to be able to share with whoever they need to. So instead of trying to fight the data privacy, why not work with the growers, help them store their information, and be that service provider for the grower?
Well, since we're here at the MapShots conference, tell me a little bit about the relationship and how you are working together with MapShots.
So with MapShots, we've been working with Ted for several years on various projects, but with the on-site ecosystem, we're able to move as-applied and yield files into the MapShots Ag Studio product and have it be auto-processed right when it goes in there, because it knows which grower it is, and put right in there so that a user of Ag Studio doesn't have to drive out to the field and doesn't have to work with the grower to get that information and get a USB stick, plug it in their computer, upload it to Ag Studio. They're taking away tons of steps to be able to accomplish that. So Ag Studio is already connected into John Deere and Raven, but with our solution, we are not only connected into the telematic systems, but we also have the relay, which allows you to communicate with any brand of equipment that does not have telematics. And it's going to take a little bit of time to get full adoption of the telematics because of price, because data privacy and growers not wanting to send that information.
So talk a little bit more about the on-site ecosystem, as you call it. What is it that a grower is going to – are you going to have a grower or a consultant or who's going to come to you and want to use on-site outside of, say, companies working to integrate like MapShots?
It's mainly service providers. We do have some growers on it, but it's mainly the service providers, which, like I said, is ag retailers, crop consultants, crop insurance. And it's really every segment of the marketplace that now wants to have the relationship with the grower and move information and provide those services. So it's helping the service provider organize those files, share that with the salespeople, precision ag technicians, custom applicators to organize all of it, prescription files, reports, whatever it may be, and share it with the growers so that they see all that information, so each person is seeing the same thing instead of emails going around or having to drive out there because the file's too big or whatever it may be. But the grower does have access to that information, so again, they feel like they're in more control.
Here at the conference, you did a presentation. Tell us a little bit about that and what maybe some of the feedback or questions you got.
Yeah, so we did a presentation on-site, we talked about the features that on-site has and how it's connected into MapShots, and some of the feedback we got is They wanted to make sure the solution was easy to use, so it is on iOS and Android, as well as a web-based solution on a browser. And you know, feedback over the last year and with those folks that were in the presentation is that they want it to be as simple as possible, like an easy button, to be able to grab the file that may be in the equipment on a USB or compact flash drive and get it to AgStudio or get it to the cloud storage area as quickly as possible. So, you know, you really need that, especially when you're talking to with non-techie kind of people, which may be a grower or a service provider. They need to have that easier solution where it's, you know, one touch, and our system automatically understands that it's a John Deere file, a Case Voyager file, an Ag Leader file, and only sends the information that's necessary for as applied and yield, cutting the amount of time it takes to move that information.
Kind of like a Staples red button. You just punch it and go, that was easy.
Exactly. We call it Smart Send because we didn't want to steal the Staples easy button, but it's the easiest way to explain, you know, what's being done.
Before we close, anything else you might want folks to know about what you guys are doing and or maybe just looking ahead?
We've been around since 2007. We formed in 2007 with, again, that mission of opening the flow of ag information, and really because in our minds, precision ag adoption was stifled by the fact that you couldn't get information moved around and into the right place at the right time. So, you know, we are so excited at, you know, how far we've come over the last 6-7 years. And, you know, we feel like we're in a great position to help the marketplace to get that information, those files, to the right software and be able to turn that information into, you know, actionable, valuable services back to the growers.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for visiting with me here at the MapShots Customer Conference. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.